Hello, hello, and welcome to this latest episode of Burnoutology, the podcast with me, your host, Kelly Swingler. Today, we are talking about boundaried burnout. Boundaried burnout, what does this mean? Well, what it really means is it's having like the most perfect boundaries, but still reaching burnout. We can spot it by calendar blocks, colour coding, 10,000 alarms, 10,000 reminders on your phone, all of the time off, but still feeling shattered. And why this matters, why this particular one matters, is because if your internal system isn't safe, then no external structure is going to save you. Let's just let that land for a minute, right? If your internal system isn't safe, no external structure is going to save you. That's what we're talking about today, boundaried burnout. If you are a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. We are on truth number 9, boundaried burnout. If you are new, welcome. This is Burnoutology, the podcast. This was my permission slip to let go of perfect, let go of perfectionism, and just do what needed to be done. So my podcast is uncut, unedited, unscripted. I have the title and I talk to you for about 20, 25 minutes. I've been creeping into the kind of 30 minutes. I want to try and pull back a little bit from that. And we are working through with this podcast 200 truths about burnout to help you live and lead and coach with more awareness, with more understanding, but hopefully with no burnout. This is all about burnout education, burnout awareness. My first burnout made me really seriously ill, and my second nearly killed me. And I suppose you'd think that was enough for me to create the changes that needed to be made, right? But after that first burnout, between burnout one and burnout two, this boundaried burnout was something that I would probably, right, have called myself a champion at. I had set times of day that I would check my emails. So I'd check my emails like first thing in the morning, at lunchtime, and last thing at night. So I had set email time. I had set like social media time, set marketing time, set time for client calls, set days for client meetings. Like my work diary was so color-coded, organized, structured. And there was no leeway. If somebody was like, I've just sent you an email, well, I'll check it at lunchtime, I'll check it at my next check. I was so proud of how I was structuring my diary. And I think some of that had come. So in my, you know, in my corporate days, I was an HR director. My time never really felt like my time. And I think like many in the profession, right? If anybody wanted anything, I was there. I was the one dropping things last minute. I was the one cancelling my one-to-ones with my own team because somebody else across the business needed me more. And it was in the last, maybe the last year of my in-house career. Ironically, the year that was the most toxic for me, but I had a new exec assistant. And honestly, I think without her, I would have fallen off the edge probably a year beforehand. Maybe that would have been a good thing. Maybe it wouldn't. But she was phenomenal. And the things that she taught me about diary management and being able to protect my own time were absolutely amazing. And so I start my own business. I'm running this award-winning, was winning awards really, really quickly, but I'm running this award-winning people and change consultancy. Within my first year, I hit what most coaches are telling us that we need to go for, right? These six-figure years. I had replaced my corporate salary within the first kind of 6 months of business, that was also with, you know, that's what I had in my hand. I had also, you know, I'd had to pay a lot out, obviously starting a business, getting a business up and running. Well, I say I had to pay a lot out. I paid a lot out based on what lots of people were telling me I needed. I invested in a new website. I invested in branding. I invested in all of this stuff. I was paying lots of people that were really toxic and actually damaging my business more than anything. If I was starting again now, I would, and I have, right? I've started my second business. I left my award-winning six-figure consultancy in 2020 to focus full-time on this burnout work, right? Burnout until then had kind of been the side hustle. It was the thing that I spoke about on stages. It was a small part of my consultancy. And yet for about 7 years, everybody really that I had been coaching one-to-one was at burnout. I've coached over 700 leaders through burnout over the last decade. I have trained coaches from over 14 countries or from 14 countries in burnout awareness and how to be a burnout coach. But what Elizabeth, this amazing EA, taught me about time management is what I suppose I took into that business in the early days. I had structure. I was protecting my time. I also had, I think I've spoken about this to you in a previous episode, I also had what I thought was like the perfect self-care list. I say 15 things, and yet I'm sure it was way more than that. This list felt endless. Right, how much water I needed to drink every day, how much protein I needed to eat every day, how many vegetables I needed to eat a day, how much sleep I needed, what time I needed to go to sleep, my meditation time, my yoga time, my journaling time, my, you know, bath, how much time I needed to spend outside, how much exercise I needed, how many steps I needed to be doing. All of these things, I wasn't embodying any of them. I wasn't living any of them. And this is part of this boundaried burnout, right? I had, honestly, if you'd have looked at my diary, and I am still quite anal, actually, when it comes to time management. I'm sat in my, I've got a new little office. Whilst I've taken a couple of weeks off, I've moved my office. It looks lovely. But if you could sit, like I've got planners, like wall planners. I've got a planner for my masters. I've got a planner for the Burnout Academy events. I've got a planner for marketing. And then I've got like an overall planner where I can see everything that's happening up until December 2026. Like I'm a planner and I'm a visual planner. I need to be able to see this stuff. I've still got it color coded. I've still got, you know, kind of, what do we call them? Keys, right? Colors and things in order to be able to do that. If you were to see the color coding in my online diary, You'd still see all of that. And yet there is still some flexibility within that. But actually what I do now, I do because I know it works for me. Back in kind of 2013, 2014, 2015, even 2016, as I was coming through burnout one and burnout two, I thought I had what looked like a perfect schedule. I had set work hours. These are the hours that I'm working. I, again, had fallen into the trap between burnout one and burnout two of pretty much like working 14, 16 hours a day. I just replaced the busyness of corporate with the busyness of running my own business. And I was at breakfast meetings at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then I was at evening networking meetings until 9, 10 o'clock at night. Because again, everybody said, you've got to be out networking. And some like the networking rooms that I was in were not the rooms that I should have been in. But again, starting a business, I was 32 when I left corporate to start my own business. I did start to follow my own path. And then all of these experts and people that had been in business for 20, 30 years, you must do it this way, you must do it this way. I thought, well, they must know something. But I became even more rigid But then I decided, right, I realised I didn't need to be working 16 hours a day. So if I was going to do that, I might as well just go back into corporate and then have the security, not just of the money, but actually of regular income every single month, and the pension and the bonuses and the healthcare and the paid holiday and everything else that comes with internal. So I thought, no, I need to pull back on some of these hours. So these are my set working hours. This is the time I will start work. This is the time I will end work. This is what time I will have lunch. This is what time I will check my emails. This is what time I will do client calls. This is what time I will do coaching. This is what time I will be pitching for business. This is the time that I will do the marketing. This is then my list of all of these things that I'm going to do for my self-care. And again, it's going to be color-coded and I'm going to be able to tick it off every day. I'm going to plan my food and my meals a week in advance and make sure that I've got all of the food in and I know exactly what I'm eating on every single day. And I know what, you know, what everything is going to look like. I know what my finances look like. I know when this is going to happen and this is going to happen. That's how much structure I had. And then I reached burnout number two, the one that nearly killed me. Because whilst I had learnt the structure, between burnout one and burnout two, I'd been getting qualifications, right, to understand about this thing called stress and what we can do to reduce our stress. I'd already started doing some of that learning. I could have given you a textbook answer. Right, Kelly, what do we do about this? Oh, let me tell you. Right, and I thought I was living that for myself. I thought I had the answers. I thought I knew what was going on, because if I just did all of these self-care things every day and if I had this much structure in my diary and if I had all of these boundaries in place to protect my time and to protect my energy, then I'd be okay. But it was after burnout number two, and I can tell you it was 2 years after burnout number two. It was the summer of 2017 and we had just had to move again. So End of 2014, my marriage ended. My sons and I moved out of the family home into a new house. We'd moved into rented. I needed to kind of still sell my old house, what had been our family home, needed to sell that. Didn't want to be in it, didn't want to be near it, didn't want my husband to be able to kind of, well, it's my house as well and I can just come and go as I please. Didn't want that. So moved into my own house, right, with my sons. Went into rented. Thought I was going to buy it, right? Spoke to the owners. They were amazing. You know, rent it for a few years and then we'll be looking to sell in kind of 5 years. I thought, brilliant. Get my business off the ground. Do what I need to do. I'll buy this house. And in 2016, they'd spoken to me and said, we're going to refinance you, you know, so you can rent for at least another 5 years. Brilliant. So I invested what I'd earned into my business. I started to grow my team. I bought some new systems. I invested in some kind of premium office space, grew the team, bought in some team members, invested all of this money. And then they said to me, oh, we're selling the house now. Do you want it? I'm like, just spent everything that I've possibly got. So I had to move again. And during that period, I took off three weeks completely to get this new house sorted, get it decorated, get it set up, get all of the furniture in, enjoy a bit of the summer. Just took some complete time out. And that was when I really began to realise, and bearing in mind now, I've been doing this work for a good couple of years, albeit as the side hustle, but I've still been coaching people. I've got more qualifications now. I've finished more qualifications. I have got more certificates. I've got more understanding. I've done more learning. By this point, I've even been asked to write the book on overcoming stress, right? Which launched in October 2017, right? I was asked to do that because I knew what I was talking about. And yet it wasn't, I had these 3 weeks off took some time out. I was arranging my desk and kind of what I wanted my desk to look like, where I wanted my Mac on my desk, sorting out my drawers, sorting out my cupboard, doing all of that. And I just had this kind of, I suppose, a realization of I'm not living any of the stuff that I'm talking about. I can have all of the boundaries in the world, but actually, if they're still just things on a tick list, I'm not embodying any of this stuff. I'm not living it. I'm not breathing it. I can have all of the colour coding, and yet what I felt inside, and this is the bit that I talked about in the introduction, right? Why this matters. If your internal system isn't safe, no external structure will save you. And inside, I was still, if I kind of gave you an analogy of it, I'd say it still felt like a coiled spring. That if you kind of released any of the tension, I was still so tightly pulled inside, I wasn't embodying any of this stuff. I didn't feel safe. My nervous system was still on red alert all of the time. And all of these boundaries, all of this self-care activity, all of the stuff that I'd been doing, bearing in mind I just moved house for the second time in 2 years. From 2014, right, I left my in-house role at the end of 2013. It's July 2017. I've moved house for the second time. I've started a business. I've ended my marriage. I've started a new relationship. I've now got, kind of two additional kids, two stepkids in the mix, in addition to my sons, going through their exams. I'm starting a business, growing a team. All of this stuff I had been doing. I'd been doing the qualifications, the learning, the training, the coaching, the business building, the winning awards. I've been doing all of that. And I'd learned that burnout isn't just about workload, right? That's what I'd kind of come to realize. I'm like, no, it's not, being busy isn't going to get me to burnout again. Being busy isn't going to burnout again. During that period, I've reached burnout twice. First one's made me seriously ill. I'm now living with three chronic health conditions. My second burnout's almost killed me. Over this kind of, that was at the end of 2013. So I started my business like January 2014. So I've had 3.5 years, 2 burnout, 1 divorce, 2 house moves, 3 chronic illnesses. But I've got this list. So I'm never going to burn out again, right? I've got this because I've got these boundaries in place. I've got my colour coding. I know what I'm doing. I've got my self-care. And yet there really was a very, very real danger that I would reach burnout number 3. And when I say that now, I don't think I would survive a burnout number 3. I would now, all of these years later, because again, I've done a lot of the work and a lot of the changes. I also know I will never, ever get to burnout again. I know I won't. I've done the work. But if you're feeling this tension, if you're seeing this tension in your clients as a coach, and again, I'm when I speak to you as coaches, a lot of your clients, particularly if they've left corporate, maybe you're coaching them through an exit from corporate. Maybe you're coaching them into starting their own business. Maybe you're coaching them to a promotion. If you're coaching them through boundaries, if they are on the brink of burnout, or if they've been at burnout, they're coming through the other side of burnout, I will guarantee you now their nervous system is as fried as mine was. This internal panic of like, it's not safe to stop. It's not safe to let go of the structure. You really are. You stay on red alert. You just replace the busyness and the stress and the worry and the fear that gets you to burnout in the first place. You just replace that with something else. You replace it with structure and colour coding and boundaries and thinking that if I've got this boundary in place, everything's going to be okay. What you miss is the internal work that we need to be doing. The fact that we need to feel safe, this nervous system reset. because no amount of colour coding, diaries, boundaries, time management, working hours, exercise time, meditation time, time outside, sunlight hours, water, sleep, bathing, yoga, meditation, journaling, none of that is going to matter if all that stuff is doing is giving you or your clients another thing on their list to stress out about or to worry about or just to tick off. Right, I've done yoga today. Right, we don't do yoga, right? Yoga is of no benefit to anybody unless we are embodying it. Ticking meditation off list. So I've done my meditation and yet still feeling like anxious and like I've got to do 10,000 things and I've got to go and I've got to do this and I've got to do this and I've got to do this and I've got to do this. That's meditation not working. Journaling, as I've done my journaling, right? I journal for 10 minutes every single morning, right? That level of rigidity, or like I've answered my three questions, I've done my 10 minute morning pages. Is it helping? Or is it just, right, do that for 10 minutes, do that for 10 minutes, do that for 10 minutes, do that for 15 minutes, that for 20 minutes. We just replace stress and busyness with stress and busyness. And if we want to recover from burnout, we need to solve the burnout equation, right? We need to remove the toxicity, the toxic behaviours, the toxic thoughts, the toxic people, the toxic patterns, the toxic conditioning, right? All the things that we've been told and taught what success looks like or busyness looks like or businesses look like or work looks like. We've got to do something different about all of that. But the key, the absolute key to solving the burnout equation is to get really clear on who we are, right? Rebuilding that sense of self. Who am I? Who are you? What do you want? What do you need? Who is the real you? The you that you were before the world told you that you could not be that. Right, for me, that's somebody colourful and loud and in your face and imaginative and creative and curious. And yet in my in-house days, they wanted less colour, less enthusiasm, less curiosity. So I learned to shrink. And now it's like, actually, it's okay. It's safe for me to take up space. It's safe for me to be curious. It's safe for me to ask questions. It's safe for me to show up as I am. It's safe for me to let go of perfectionism and do a podcast that is just uncut, unedited, unscripted, just a brain dump for me to talk about a particular topic every week. So that is boundaried burnout. Hope you've got some learning from that today. Again, if you do not have it already, head to the podcast page on kellyswingler.com and you will find your podcast companion. So each of these 200 truths, you'll find a little page for, and you've got some notes underneath it. Use that. What's coming up for you? What questions are coming up? What thoughts are coming up for you? What might you want to change? Is there an aha moment for you? Like, oh my God, like, yeah, that's exactly the thing that I'm doing. Use it. Don't use it for me, but use it for you. Right? How is this helping me? What did I take from that episode? So if you haven't got that already, head to kellyswingler.com/podcast. You'll find the Burnoutology page. You'll find all of the episodes and you will find your podcast companion, which again gives you all of these 200 truths with a notes page for each one for you to jot down all of those thoughts. And as always, if you have not got already your Burnout Aware Starter Kit, head to the homepage. Get your download your Burnout Aware Starter Kit. So again, kellyswingler.com. Get your Burnout Aware Starter Kit. Questions that you can be asking your coaching clients. We want Burnout Aware coaches. We need Burnout Aware coaches. Your clients deserve Burnout Aware coaches. We've all got to start just doing our part, right? And we've got to stop guessing. We've got to stop thinking that we know what burnout is and what it looks like and actually start knowing that. That's where we really start to create the change. I'm going to leave it there for today. Did I go under 30 minutes? Which I've just about done. But that has been boundaried burnout. The next episode, we are talking about, what are we talking about next time? Glow up collapse. Ooh, Kelly, what is glow up collapse? You'll find out next week. So, yes, glow up collapse. I'll be back with you next week. For now, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for coming back. If you are a regular listener, thank you very much for listening. If you are new, hope to speak to you all again next week. New episodes every week at 7 a.m. Go and have an amazing week. Take care for now, everybody. Bye-bye.